From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama has jumped into the heated debate over an upcoming June referendum in which British voters will decide whether their country will remain in the European Union. In a column published in the Telegraph newspaper, the U.S. leader urged Britain to stay in the EU, saying that the decision will make the country stronger. Obama said the European Union doesn't moderate British influence, it magnifies it. President Obama's statements drew sharp rebuke from those who back Britain's exit. Also on Friday, the U.S. president is scheduled to have lunch with Queen Elizabeth, who celebrated her birthday a day earlier. He was then to meet with Prime Minister David Cameron, where in addition to the EU question, the leaders were to discuss their fight against the Islamic State group and efforts to stabilize the Middle East. Citing security fears, Israel has announced it will block off all entry points with occupied portions of the West Bank and Gaza Strip for the duration of the Jewish holiday of Passover. According to an Israeli government spokesman on Thursday, the blockade was initiated after an evaluation of the security situation, but no other details were released. On this Earth Day, leaders from as many as 170 countries are set to gather at the United Nations in New York to sign the Paris Agreement on climate change, 4 months after the deal was initially negotiated. Under the agreement, rich countries will offer financial support to poorer ones to help reduce their emissions and adapt to climate change. The goal of the agreement is to keep global temperatures from rising more than 2 degrees Celsius compared to pre-industrial times. Scientists believe that keeping temperatures below that level will allow the world to avoid the worst effects of climate change. This is VOA. 4 academics and 2 journalists are on trial in Turkey on Friday in separate cases related to increasingly restricted free speech in the country under President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The academics will face charges related to producing terrorist propaganda after they signed a declaration condemning Turkey's military action against Kurdish rebels, while the journalists are headed into court for the third hearing in their espionage trial. In the recently released 2016 Press Freedom Index, Turkey fell to 151st out of the 180 countries ranked by Reporters Without Borders. Since becoming president in 2014, Erdogan has prosecuted nearly 2,000 people for insulting him. Chad's president, Idriss Deby, secured his 5th term in office on Thursday, beating out more than a dozen opponents in a landslide victory, but opposition leaders are accusing him of voter fraud. However, African Union observers say there was no foul play involved. The world continues to react to the unexpected death of music superstar Prince. U.S. President Barack Obama lamented that the world has lost a creative icon. He said in a statement, "As one of the most gifted and prolific musicians of our time, Prince did it all. Funk, R&B, rock and roll. He was a virtuoso instrumentalist, a brilliant bandleader, and an electrifying performer. The doves are really crying now," American media mogul Oprah Winfrey said, referencing his song, "When Doves Cry." And fans all over the world expressed their sadness as well.
Prince was like everything to me growing up. He got me through my middle school, he got me through my high school, my ups and downs.
Certainly pride coming from Minnesota, but he was a hell of a musician. He played 14 instruments, he wrote all of his own music, originals, gifted musician. He was a gifted person.
It's the passion. You know, the passion in Prince's music was always felt. It was always felt, no matter if you heard it in 1999 or heard it in 1989 or heard it in 2009. It doesn't matter. His music is timeless.
Prince was found unresponsive on Thursday at his home near the American city of Minneapolis. A cause of death has not been determined. At least 2 people have been killed when an elevated bike path collapsed in Rio de Janeiro, damaging the city's credibility as an Olympic host. The accident is the latest in a series of problems besetting preparations for the August Games. This includes worries about an outbreak of the Zika virus, political turmoil that threatens to topple President Dilma Rousseff, underwhelming ticket sales, and budget cuts, all amid Brazil's worst recession in decades. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.